a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Cy.
I met him in a club hanging out one night. He said, "Hello, I'm George. Highlight, how's everything going, huh? How you doing? Hope everything's fine." Ooh, and I've been waiting much too long to get it on. It's the same old song. Now correct me if I'm wrong. I got the hot, you got the light gleaming like 100 watts, ready to blow a fuse. I'm more ears. So what you got to say? I hope you're bubbling it, baby. Now bubbling it my way, let it rain. Ain't no sort up in the game. Still want you to stand. Ain't a thing changed. Instead of knocking boots, we be kicking down Gore-Tex. Except it ain't raw sex. What's next? Throw your hands in the air. Let me hear you say, oh yeah. Trust you, me, I blow up shop. About to blow the roof right off of hip-hop. I rock the body that rocks the body.
Tune in to the Cy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Cy Effect Radio Show. See you there.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Cy Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Cy, and today's special guest I have MC Light. She's a pioneer, icon, inspirational speaker, veteran, and entrepreneur, best described one of the most prolific and well-respected female hip-hop artists of our time. MC Light, a pioneer in the industry, she has opened doors for future female hip-hop artists by daring to do what had never been done while doing something she loved. A role model to women and respected by men everywhere, Light never compromises who she is and consistently displays that a woman can turn heads fully clothed. Please welcome to the Cy Effect, MC Light.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's an absolute pleasure. You know, I can't even talk right now because I've been a fan since the first record. You know, you were one of the first MCs, female MCs, to grace the radio airwaves. And I can't tell you right now how honored I am to actually be able to have a conversation with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your time and your platform. So thank you.
It's a pleasure. And I want to say you did a great job on the BET Awards. I always look forward to listening to it and hearing your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really good show. I enjoyed it. And I always say I have the best seat in the house.
Yeah, you do. MC Light, you are a pioneer within the hip-hop community. How do you feel about today's mainstream hip-hop?
Well, I feel like it's big business, of course, you know, taking into account that hip-hop itself has just become so huge and very influential throughout the globe, not even just the United States, but all over the world. So I feel like it, you know, it's going through its growing pains, but I still feel like that it can be sort of molded and shaped by the people that it's for. However, right now we don't seem to think we have control over it, so we're letting people who want to make money from it sort of dictate how it goes.
I had this, like, ingenious idea. This is what I came up with. I was thinking every studio in the world should require the person that's getting ready to record to take a hip-hop course to get the history on hip-hop before recording a hip-hop record. And if they fail the course, they cannot record the record. And I think that would help stop the pollution of this crappy music.
Well, I think, yeah, it is a lot of that going on for sure. But I think part of the resolution for that is for people to only listen to the stuff that feels good to them. You know, when every bit of time counts for something. So if something's playing on your radio in your car and you don't really like it, but it's playing, that sends a signal to BDS, which is the Broadcasting Data Service. I think that's what it stands for. And they say, this one person is listening to this song with millions of others. So if people really understood that whatever they listen to counts as a vote, they wouldn't just casually leave their station turned on to something that they really don't approve of nor like. So I would just say be very cognizant of what it is that you listen to, and also to get online and search for the hip-hop that really feeds your soul.
That's good information. I didn't know about that. Thank you for educating us on that. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Not a problem. It's just like when we eat food, right? We can either eat vegetables and things that give us sustenance, or we can, you know, we can totally stuff our faces with chips and chocolate and all of the stuff that tastes good, but in the end, it ain't good for you. And, you know, that's pretty much where we've taken a turn in hip-hop.
You caught the acting bug a couple of years back. Do you plan on returning to television film?
You know what? I don't know. It's not my primary focus, but, you know, I'll never say never.
Well, really enjoyed you, you know, on that one sitcom that you were on. You were hilarious where you played the girl, one of the girls' boss, and you always had that lollipop in your mouth.
Yeah, half and half.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, I love that. Now, I have a fan mail question. I told everybody on the SciFX fan page on Facebook that you were coming on, and I allowed them to place questions within the fan page. And Michael Leonard wanted to know, do you regret pursuing a career in rapping or acting, and what are your plans for the future?
Well, primarily my plans right now are to make my way across this nation and then across the waters to present my motivational speaking. You know, I'm ready to inspire generations of people, and I need to be out and about in order to make it happen. Acting would kind of have me sitting still, and right now this is not the time for me to sit still, but perhaps in the future sometime I'll be able to get back to acting. More importantly now, I think I need to talk to the people about real issues and what it's going to take for them to see their full potential. And so that's my main goal. I have an organization called Hip Hop Sisters, where we are working day and night diligently to redefine the essence of women through hip hop and empowerment and unity and encouragement and all of those things that comes with, you know, helping generations of women sort of define who they are and not allow themselves to be defined by what hip hop is portraying at this particular moment in time. So that's, I tell everybody, join the movement. It's hiphopsisters.org. And we're looking to change some things in the face of hip-hop.
Anyone can be a part of it, volunteer, donate funds for it as well?
Absolutely. Jump on board. hiphopsisters.org. You can find out all the information there.
Now, along with everything else that you're doing, you've also written a book called Unstoppable. I was trying to order it prior to you coming on the show. I went to Amazon. They were sold out. Who or what inspired Unstoppable, right?
Well, you know what? I just thought everybody's always posing the question. Well, not everybody, but I get the question often, how is it that you've been able to persevere? How is it that you're still doing this and so many people that started when you did aren't around anymore? And, you know, I think there's some definite precepts that I've lived my life by. And I think those, you know, of course, along with the Almighty God creating a way for me to even do it, these precepts have sort of kept me in line ethically, which then in turn brings all types of great karma. So I think it has everything to do with my work ethic. And I just said, you know what, if I'm going to get this message out, I need to go ahead and put it in a book, because to actually wrap it in a record is not enough these days.
I thank you for taking time to put what you've learned into a book so that we can, in turn, reap the benefits of success. I can't wait to get the book.
Yeah, well, come on. I mean, you can still order at MC Light now. It is back ordered, but it's worth it.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll definitely.
And if you get it from MCLightNow.com, I can autograph it. You know, when you order it, you can say who you'd like it to be autographed to.
Okay, I'm going to also put that on the Blog Talk radio page and the Psy Effect fan page and Twitter as well. Now, can we expect any new music from you soon?
You know what? I release new music through my app, MC Light. It's available for Androids and iPhones. It's completely free, and they get the full schedule, the full touring schedule. They get pictures and unreleased music.
Nice. Definitely going to do that. You're going to keep us busy. We're going to be locked in with the
light.
Now, what fan mail I have from Cornelius Rice from Facebook. He wants to know if you're going to be coming back to Detroit this year for the Return of the Legends at Shane Park.
You know what? I don't know. I haven't been invited.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, we'll have Cornelius link up with that app so he can keep in touch and see if you're going to be out there. I know he said Rockin' and Shantae was out there with you 1 year, so he was really looking forward to, you know, to seeing you again. So I told him I'll ask.
You know, I hope to make it to Detroit soon.
What do you like to do when relaxing? You're doing all of these things. You're motivating people. You're giving back to your community. What do you do to relax?
Oh, goodness. I like to read. I like to read, and I like to gather information. So if there's something that that I feel like I can know much more about, I'll get online and just do my own, you know, research on something. Or I think learning for me is fun. So anytime I can watch a documentary about some far-off place that I've never been to, or somebody in history that really changed the entire sway of the generation that they lived in and influenced. I love to do stuff like that. Hey, there you go.
Veronica Smith wanted to know, what do you do to keep looking youthful and beautiful? Actually, that's the question that I wanted to ask as well. So.
Wow. Well, thank you for the question. It's just lots of water, vegetables, clean air, no stress, exercise, you know, all of the things that would present a problem, I just get rid of them. So if it's negative people with negative energy, they have to go, you know, and I'd like to surround myself with positive people, people who are clear about who they are, and I think that's, that attributes to a lot of it, but definitely stress, because stress will wear you out.
Tell us something no one knows about MC Light.
Oh, boy. I don't know. That it's really hard for me to hold a grudge or to be upset. Yeah. Like, people could have wronged me, but if enough time goes by, I'll forget, and my friends and my mother will remember, like, but what about they did da-da-da-da-da? They'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. So I have a tendency to let go of what doesn't serve me properly. So,
and that's a good thing. And that's why you look good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate you, and I thank you for allowing me on your platform. You know, it means a lot that you would share this space and bring me forth to your listeners. I could be found at mclightnow.com. Folks can follow me at mclight. And I'm also on Facebook. Light is Love is my page, actually. And so I'm excited. I'm excited for all that is to come for the rest of this year. But this organization, Hip Hop Sisters, is about to change the face of a whole lot of things as it relates to women and music and entertainment and just young girls who are in need of some strong mentorship. So I am looking forward to it. I thank you very much. I'm about to step into this fitting. You know, the Essence Music Festival is about to happen.
Yes.
And yes. I got to get the gear right. But thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, for taking a moment to swing by the Sci Effect Radio Show. Much success to you.
Bye-bye.
Tune in to the Sci Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Sci Effect Radio Show. See you there.